style, how they would operate in a particular type of predefined business environment. So you as a commission could provide input to a company that would come up with a profile, and then they would show you for all the responses that a candidate would give to an inventory of questions, how that person's operating style matches up with the profile of what you've sort of identified as being the most important aspects of the job and more of the soft skills.
It's a non-judgmental evaluation, and but it helps you understand who you're working with better.
Sounds like something would be valuable. I mean, I know last time around we were reluctant to let staff do too much because of the need for independence, but it seems to me if we have now narrowed our list down to a manageable number, to now rely a little bit more on their experience in ranking and evaluating would certainly help me in making a decision and in conducting the interviews, knowing what to ask and where there might be some issues.
Well, there are those same indexes we'll provide, and I'll bring it up at a later point when we get there, some helpful questions along those lines, but I've been required to do them, and I think in general, particularly when we were doing management studies, they were helpful for everybody. And in some cases, where you might otherwise be judgmental, if you understand the person, you can say, "Oh, well, that's consistent with how they think," as opposed to.
Well, what we have to realize too is that you're not hiring somebody. There are five of us up here.
That's true.
Hiring somebody and. What somebody else's opinion of them may not be compatible with everybody else's. Mm-hmm. Right now we have eight people. We need to have a date for an interview, and we've decided that we would need at least an hour a person. Pardon me?
Sounded like we have more than eight.
Do we have a confirmation as to the...
The names that I have are Anderson, Melissa Anderson, Charles, Stacy Chatto, Alan Johnson, Timothy Reddick, Arthur Sinai, Gail Allen, James Klein, and Reno Pinochet.
Also Mike Driscoll.
No, nobody offered. Did you want to offer Mike Driscoll?
No.
I wanted to offer
Chair.
Kerry Howard. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Kerry Howard is one I wanted to.
You want to add?
I wanted to add that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, could we? Can I make a suggestion or a request? We've got nine, I guess, now.
Yep.
Maybe we can go down these nine, discuss these individual nine, and take a vote as a commission at whether or not to interview these nine.
I would second that. Vote?
I would second that.
Okay, how do you want to do that? You want to ask everybody here who wants to interview Anderson to raise your hand? Is that how you
want to do it? Whatever way you want to do it. Maybe somebody wants to say something. I'll be happy to go.
This is how we got to where we are. We had everybody to tell her who their choices were, and she added them up and we
right,
had all the threes.
But the choices were made subject to the Sunshine Law because it wasn't noticed, so we had no opportunity to discuss individual votes, and I very frankly may change one of my votes based on what Mr. Reinhardt or Mr. Harbinson or anyone else may say.
I can tell you there's some people that I...
Not going to get out of here by 6 o'clock. Then we're going to do some of them today and some the next time.
However we have to. But many of you want to go first? And
Well, I'll go first with...
let's start at the top of the list. Or who don't you want on the list? Is that the easier way?
I think going down the list is probably the easier way, and see if people have comments and then perhaps vote on each.
Okay.
So we're voting on whether to interview each person individually.
That's what I would suggest we do.
I would agree with that.
Because we may want to interview all nine, or we may end up with only five or six.
Okay. And how are we going to do this? By majority vote? If the majority of people up here want to vote for Melissa Anderson, then we interview her?
I'd suggest that.
I think it has to be... It can't be a majority.
Yeah, I guess not.
It could be three.
Yeah. When you say majority, you mean three or five, at least three or five.
Yeah. So abstain is not a problem.
Okay.
Three, is that agreeable?
For agreeable, three yes votes are necessary for someone to be interviewed.
In the interest of order, why don't we start at the end of the table there? And
if you could... My recommendation, Mr. Chair, is just start with Ms. Anderson and ask for people's comments.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing? Mm-hmm. And start with Mr. Harbison, I guess.
Is this a yes or no vote, or are we going to talk?
Or if you want to make a comment, I don't have comments to make on all of them.
As I recall, Ms. Anderson has been assistant city and assistant county attorney. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I would ask the two of you whether that necessarily implies strong administrative skills. And I mean, I don't really know what that job entails.
I'm an administrator, and Lenny is an attorney.
Lenny Berger. So I just don't know. I don't have a frame of reference.
Would you say yes or no? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's a former deputy city attorney, and she's certified in local government law, so she knows a lot of the issues we'd be dealing with. I'd like to interview her.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor?
Go ahead.
All right.
Ladies first.
Indeed. I would like to interview her.
Okay. I would say yes.
Yes for the chair. Okay. Next one. Stacy Chattos.
I'd like to interview Stacy Chattos. Yes.
If she's got a top secret security clearance, then she's qualified.
Okay?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, yes for the chair. Alan Johnson.
Yes.
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 Yes for the chair. Timothy Reddick.
He has ID experience. He really has all of the possible types of experience an executive director would need, so I vote yes.
I would vote yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, yes for the chair. Arthur Sinai.
No.
I would vote no.
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 Yes for the chair. He's out. Gail Allen.
She's currently an ethics official for local government. I vote yes.
For Lockheed Martin. Is that right?
Yeah, I think she's Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, I would vote
I'm
yes.
Sorry, you're right. You're right.
Yes, I would vote yes.
Doctor, yes for
yes.
You? Yes. Okay, chair vote yes.
Yes.
James Klein.
Could you refresh me on James Klein?
He's a fraud investigator manager for Nationwide. He's holds a certified fraud examiner designation. I like the fact that if he can operate apparently effectively and well within a large organization such as an insurance company, he may have some of the organizational interpersonal skills that this job requires. So I vote yes.
Okay. How about yours?
I'm for that, yes.
Yeah, I was looking at his skill set. Having been a regional bank compliance officer, he might also be an excellent candidate for Inspector General, but I would vote yes to interview him for this position as well. Doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Chair votes no. I don't think he has any skills at all that we can use working for an insurance company, no knowledge about municipal government, no experience with lobbying, no experience with trying the cases. He just works as an insurance adjuster. So that's my reason for voting no. I guess I shouldn't do it. If I'm not going to vote for him, he's not going to appear here. There's no point in detracting his stellar.
I agree with you. I was being collegial.
Okay. We'll give you a vote for collegiality.
Right. Is Mr. Klein being interviewed?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have four votes for his interview.
Okay.
And Mr.
Pinochet.
Pinochet. How do you spell that?
P-E-N-I-C-H-E-T, I believe.
Yeah, I had him on one of my lists.
I don't think he has the administrative skills. I mean, he's an investigator of high quality, and he has, you know, he has enormous personal honor and integrity. But
former
I don't.
Police officer.
Well, police officer, military. You know, I just yeah. An extraordinarily fine individual. But I don't see administrative skills here. So if I missed it, I'm happy to be corrected.
I agree with Dr. Fiore. I think his background is very strong on law enforcement, but not so strong on the skill set we need. And frankly, I think in a time allocation, the other candidates we have are significantly better that I think it wouldn't be worth our time.
Two no's.
But with all due respect to Mr. Farage's suggestion.
I'm going to vote no also. I agree that he's a very experienced.
Want to waste your vote?
I've been persuaded by the members of the panel.
All right. No, we'll make it unanimous. No.
Okay.
And the last one to consider is Carrie Howard.
Is she the bar lawyer, the bar counsel from Kentucky? Or he?
I believe it is.
That's correct.
I believe she is.
I would vote yes.
Doctor?
Yes.
Yes.
No, just didn't impress me as having sufficient skills for doing this, although Mr. Reinhardt is absolutely correct as to how it works in a bar organization. I don't know that
she has a majority.
He or she does.
Yeah, we have the three of those, and I'll vote yes.
Okay.
Judge, can I ask one other thing? I wanted to implore on Mr. Farage as to why he didn't convince Patience Burns to apply for this job.
She deals with lawyers all day long. Yeah. She's got enough politics in her life.
It is. But then, too, you know, I foresee this. We're talking about lobbyists. Somebody has to have an understanding a little bit about the lobbyists and how they work and things of that nature. And a little bit of information about municipal government. We have, you know, we aren't going to find anybody who knows all of this.
I think, Mr.
Rowe. I guess my question is, if we're looking at you know, deep administrative responsibilities. I'm not quite sure why Mr. Driscoll is not.
Well,
I don't know any of the players, so if this is, you know, something else.
I would like to also bring that up. I have a couple, him included, that I'd just like to discuss, not necessarily for a vote, but I'd just like to know the feedback, if you have any. For example, Mike Driscoll, he was on my short list.
Yeah, he was on my top five, so I'm just...
And.
Does anybody want to tell Mr. Harbison why they didn't like it? I don't have any comments for those that I'm not voting for.
As I said previously, I've had professional interactions with Mr. Driscoll, and I think he's a fine man. I think he's the head of the FDLE office here, so he manages police officers. And
different culture.
It's yes, very much. That was my feeling. Was it's just not the culture, good
right.
word, that,
no,
that we're
no.
looking for. But also, I'll be honest with you, he's local. It won't be expensive to bring him in for an interview if people think it's valuable. I would certainly spend an hour to certainly hear what he has to say. And perhaps he is a different model from everybody else we're looking to, and that would be a valuable person to hear from. Whether we pick him or not, he might be valuable to hear from.
Well, I'm telling you, that was present, foremost, or to me in my mind, was someone who may have a lot of those skills, but how they're going to... What's their public persona going to be as a spokesperson for the commission? And again, I guess we'll only know that through an interview.
Mm-hmm. Because we want someone who will do the advocacy parts, but a large part of this eventually is going to be community outreach and
that's
you
what
know
I mean.
Bringing more proactive kinds of issues to bear. So it's kind of hard to see both those people in any one of these people.
I just didn't see, and no offense to Mr. Driscoll, because his resume is very impressive, but I didn't see him as the right fit for this particular job, perhaps for the Inspector General, perhaps leading the group of investigators under the Inspector General.
Okay.
And putting together what I thought the job would be the administrative, the public relations,
right.
cheerleading aspect of it, the intergovernmental workings, knowing the legal requirements they have to meet. Mr. Driscoll's skill set is very impressive. It just wasn't the right skill set for this job.
Right.
That was my thought.
Is there anyone on this list that we think could not be independent who is too enmeshed in present?
I'll be blunt. My only concern is if Mr. Johnson is currently in the state attorney's office, how's that going to work if he ends up in this position?
Well, I think that he has... Is he still with the state attorney's office?
Yes.
He's been where... Didn't he leave and go with somebody else?
As far as I know, he's been there. He is the head of their public integrity unit, and I believe he was... I remember.
Yeah.
He was involved in the presenting the matter before the grand jury and working on the grand jury report. So I think he's worth talking to and having an interview with, and we can ask him certainly those sorts of questions.
Right.
But again,
he has tunnel experiences. Most of it was, that I recall, was with the state attorney's office. But we're going to ask him and talk to him, and we already have.
I didn't mean to denigrate him in any manner. shape or form, but what I was grasping from the presentation today is that what we're seeking to get is complete independence, independence even from this commission of some of these folks, and that was my only concern.
Well, that's something we're going to have to deal with. If it becomes too independent, then you don't need me.
Although I think maybe Mr. Baker wants to comment more on this. My sense of when we talk about independence is independent from outside either political or business or improper influences, not independent from everybody. We don't want a czar. And certainly looking at Mr. Johnson's resume, he's been with the state attorney's office for a long, long time, so he's really been out of the political fray. So, I would say you have to be concerned
about his relationship with McAuliffe, who's state attorney and present boss and stuff. But we can find out all of it when we talk to him.
I'd like the benefit of your wisdom on a couple other of these people in the second category with two votes. One would be Eddie Fleischman. Is that how you say it? I guess... as I recall, he is also with the state's attorney's office.
She.
Oh, I'm sorry. So she. My apologies to her. And then again, there was a Stephen Muffler.
I do not know Ms. Weissman. I've never met her, never had any cases with her, so I can't provide you with any further background other than what's on her paper.
That's what I mean.
I thought she was pretty good. I had her on a list, but not near the top. Mm-hmm. And I thought that if we had interviewed maybe 10 people, then she would be one of the ones that I'd like to interview, too. But we've already decided that these are the people we really want to see, so unless you have a couple other votes to go with you, also.
Well, I'm not proposing a vote. I'm just looking for feedback on these.
I think Ms. Weissman is very well qualified. I don't practice criminal law. I understand she's highly regarded, but she didn't seem to have the particular skill set.
She from Palm Beach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's done a lot of work for I think a designer group overseas and stuff like that.
I think that might be Elizabeth Murphy thinking about.
Murphy, yeah.
I'm sorry, I thought you meant the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
So she's very well qualified, but I don't know if, again, that's the right skill set for this particular job.
I guess we have enough for now, and if we can always interview more, I suppose.
We can't pick one out of this group here. I don't know.
So we have seven that are moving forward.
How many do we have, Ms. Yen? And would you read them off to us, please?
Sure. We have Anderson, Chados, Johnson, Reddick, Allen, Klein, Pinochet, and Howard.
Pinochet is out.
To the extent we need it, Mr. Chairman, I would make a formal motion that we invite each of those people that Ms. Yan just listed to come in for an interview.
I would second that. Okay, probably moved in second.
Aye.
Any comments, objections?
Just a question.
Okay.
Some of these are also IG. Do we need to think about that at all, or are we regard them as completely separate?
Separate. Completely separate.
I don't
need to think about it at this time.
Do we know, maybe Ms. Yan can tell us, are any of these people dual applicants on the seven that we've just listed? Are any of them also applicants for the IG job?
Yeah, I don't have that list.
They have applied for, some of them did say they applied for both.
They did, okay.
Ms. Yan,
in
those cases in which they applied for both, did you keep their resumes and we will get them again with the group for Inspector General? So. Yeah, if she applied for that, you'll get another resume.
If we're going to interview them, we ought to interview them once.
And we have seven going for us.
All right.
That's correct.
Okay. We have seven going for us. That means...
We need to vote. It was moved in second. We need to vote.
Okay. All in favor, say...
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay. That satisfies who we're bringing. So now we need to instruct the staff. Can we decide on a date and time at this time?
While we're doing that, could I just offer my grateful thanks to Leilani Yan for all the work that this was incredible, and anyone who assisted
that.
You.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
We even recommend the breeze.
In order to set a date.
We won't need a motion on that.
Thank you. We had talked
about having Mr. Arbison, what was the phrase, the performance evaluation or?
Oh, predictive index. That sort of assessment.
Assessment. Ms. Yan, if we did that, how long a time period does it take to go through that process?
Or we could just ask them what their Myers-Briggs is, right?
You could.
Everyone has done it.
And everyone has done it. With the predictive index or something similar to that, they would actually just take that online once they've been identified in a system, and we would get the results via email. So that could be shared
minutes.
With you.
No, I mean, how long would...
Separately.
If we wanted to put that... In terms of setting a date when we can then have interviews, we would want to have that information before we do the interview. So I was just asking if we put out the word tomorrow that we want to do this, when will we have the results back? Are we talking a week, 2 weeks, a month?
It depends on the company, but you probably would get the emailed results back within 48 hours.
Okay.
The other question I have about this is, do we get references? Do we check references?
We can check them on a top group of people. We can do them on any group that you wish. We could do employment verifications and some reference checks and things of that nature.
Would you like for them to know that they can ask letters to be sent in to you?
Yeah.
Now that we've narrowed it down to it, when you notify them, maybe
invite
you
them
can,
to submit.
Yeah, I would suggest, yeah.
And I would also, Mr. Chair, recommend that if you want to continue the same process that you used with the applicants, that they not make any contact with the commission. And Leilani can certainly communicate that to the candidates when she...
Well, if we're going to ask for letters of recommendation...
They would come to your administrator.
And I would like the letters to be specific with respect to this job, not just honorarium.
That's a good point.
Okay. How long does it take us? Yes, sir.
I hate to backtrack, but going through my list, I see three of the seven that are dual applicants, Ms. Chattos, Mr. Reddick, and Mr. Klein, and they're all three out of town. And in terms of practicalities, if we are going to interview them for the IG position...
Mr. Chair, I think that... shortlisting and making a decision of that is a decision of the selection committee, which is we're not noticed for that kind of meeting, and they're not here. So
that's fine. Okay.
We'll have to, it's an inefficiency that comes with the territory, I'm afraid.
Well, should we wait until next week, which is noticed for the IG, to make these kinds of comments?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But I don't think it should hold us up for, you know, the public is expecting us to do something, and if we keep putting it off and putting it off. I think we work with what we have, and then we go for the IG, and as he says, if it's necessary that she's so good we want her to come back for that, we think she'd be a better person for that, then we would do that.
As a practical matter, how long is it going to take us to get these set up and underway, these interviews, or this day of interviews as it is?
Typically, if you know, we're making a decision on the group today, Leilani, tomorrow morning we'll start this process. I would suspect that if we can schedule interviews somewhere in the 3 weeks from now range, that's a practical approach.
If I can make a suggestion, since next week when we meet for the selection commission, we'll all be here. Could we possibly notice another meeting of us just for the sole purpose of picking an interview date? Because at that point, we'll be fully informed of what the larger group is going to do, and maybe we can then coordinate it that way procedurally.
Okay. Maybe we could have some input from you as to when and where and what our needs will be for the meeting. We have all agreed, I think, that it's going to take all day.
Yes.
Just for the record, I have been through a lot of these applications, and we have a lot of work to do, and for myself, I'm perfectly willing to meet as often as we need to get this job done right. I know everyone, of course, wants to do that, but I'm thinking that we might need to meet more.
I agree.
Well, we can't do some of this in piecework. We don't want to do us any good to meet three times on what we've already decided.
I'm thinking more of the in the context of the.